Ezekiel, chapter 46. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east will be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day it will be opened, and on the day of the new moon it will be opened. And the prince will enter by the way of the porch of the gate outside, and will stand by the post of the gate, and the priests will prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he will worship at the threshold of the gate, then he will go forth, but the gate will not be shut until the evening. And the people of the land will worship at the door of that gate before Yahweh on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. And the burnt offering that the prince will offer to Yahweh will be on the Sabbath day 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meal offering will be an ephah for the ram, and the meal offering for the lambs as he is able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And on the day of the new moon it will be a young bull without blemish, and 6 lambs, and a ram, they will be without blemish. And he will prepare a meal offering, an ephah for the bull, and an ephah for the ram, and for the lambs according to as he is able, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And when the prince will enter, he will go in by the way of the porch of the gate, and he will go forth by the way of it. But when the people of the land will come before Yahweh in the appointed feasts, he who enters by the way of the north gate to worship will go forth by the way of the south gate, and he who enters by the way of the south gate will go forth by the way of the north gate. He will not return by the way of the gate by which he came in, but will go forth straight before him. And the prince, when they go in, will go in the midst of them, and when they go forth, they will go forth together. And in the feasts and in the solemnities the meal offering will be an ephah for a bull, and an ephah for a ram, and for the lambs as he is able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And when the prince will prepare a freewill offering, a burnt offering or peace offerings as a freewill offering to Yahweh, one will open for him the gate that looks toward the east, and he will prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, as he does on the Sabbath day, then he will go forth, and after his going forth one will shut the gate. And you will prepare a lamb a year old without blemish for a burnt offering to Yahweh daily, morning by morning you will prepare it. And you will prepare a meal offering with it morning by morning, the 6th part of an ephah, and the 3rd part of a hin of oil, to moisten the fine flour, a meal offering to Yahweh continually by perpetual ordinances. Thus they will prepare the lamb, and the meal offering, and the oil, morning by morning, for a continual burnt offering. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, if the prince gives a gift to any of his sons, it is his inheritance, it will belong to his sons, it is their possession by inheritance. But if he gives of his inheritance a gift to one of his slaves, it will be his to the year of liberty, then it will return to the prince, but as for his inheritance, it will be for his sons. Moreover, the prince will not take of the people's inheritance, to thrust them out of their possession, he will give inheritance to his sons out of his own possession, that my people are not scattered every man from his possession. Then he brought me through the entry, which was at the side of the gate, into the holy chambers for the priests, which looked toward the north, and, see, there was a place on the hinder part westward. And he said to me, this is the place where the priests will boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, and where they will bake the meal offering, that they do not bring them forth into the outer court, to sanctify the people. Then he brought me forth into the outer court, and caused me to pass by the 4 corners of the court, and, look, in every corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court there were courts enclosed, 40 cubits long and 30 broad, these 4 set into the corners were of 1 measure. And there was a wall round about in them, round about the 4, and boiling places were made under the walls round about. Then he said to me, these are the boiling houses, where the ministers of the house will boil the sacrifice of the people.